You know that feeling when you're in the middle of a difficult situation and you can't tell if you're being wise by stepping back or simply giving up. Maybe it's a challenging conversation with your partner, a project at work that's hitting roadblocks, or even something as simple as learning a new skill. There's this uncomfortable moment where you have to decide, am I retreating strategically or am I just surrendering? The ancient Chinese philosopher Lao Tzu understood this distinction beautifully. He wrote about the concept of Wu Wei, often translated as non-action or effortless action. But Wu Wei isn't about doing nothing at all. It's about understanding when to push forward and when to yield. Like water flowing around a stone. Water doesn't give up on reaching the sea, it simply finds another way. Think of a skilled sailor in a storm. When the winds are too fierce, they don't abandon their journey and throw themselves overboard. Instead, they lower the sails, adjust their course, or even drop anchor and wait. They're not giving up on their destination, they're yielding to the conditions so they can continue their voyage when the moment is right. This is profoundly different from simply giving up. When you give up, you abandon your deeper intention. When you yield strategically, you maintain your core purpose while adapting your method. The sailor still wants to reach port. The water still flows toward the ocean. You still care about your relationship, your project, your growth. Lao Tzu observed that the softest things in the world overcome the hardest things. A persistent stream eventually carves through solid rock, not through force, but through patient, consistent presence. The stream knows something we often forget, that there's tremendous power in knowing when to flow around obstacles rather than crash against them. The difference lies in your relationship to time and intention. Giving up is abandoning the game entirely. Strategic yielding is playing the long game with wisdom. So the next time you find yourself in that uncomfortable space of retreat, ask yourself this: am I still connected to what I truly want here? If the answer is yes, then you're probably not giving up. You're just being water. You're finding another path around the stone. Sometimes the most powerful thing you can do is step back, reassess, and approach from a different angle. That's not weakness, that's wisdom. As Lao Tzu reminds us, nothing in the world is softer than water, yet nothing is better at overcoming the hard and strong. Perhaps today you might discover the quiet strength that lives in knowing when to yield